Former Liberian President Charles Taylor was jailed for 50 years today for helping rebels in Sierra Leone commit what a special court in The Hague called some of the worst war crimes in history. Taylor was the first head of state convicted by an international court since the Nazi trials after World War II. In an 11-year war that ended in 2002, Sierra Leone's Revolutionary United Front rebels murdered, raped and mutilated their way across Liberia's West African neighbour. They were aided by Taylor as he profited from a trade in so-called blood diamonds. We spoke to Archbishop Edward Tamba Charles of Freetown, who says today's sentence shows that no one is immune from justice.
Well, I believe in the justice system of the international court. I do believe, even though there are some Africans who think that it's focusing more on Africans than on other countries, but I do believe in it. The backbone of impunity has been broken. Nobody can escape. If you do bad, then you will be caught. At the end, I'm brought to the court and you'll be tried like Charles Taylor, and if found guilty, you'll be sentenced. I'm sure those who are being indicted will get the message, and those who are still committing atrocities in other parts of Africa, we see the writing on the wall and begin to act accordingly.